Can I just say two things real quickly before we take questions? The first is I wanted to clarify the end product is different for patients and for adults, but the act of extracting is the same. That's what I meant to say. The second thing is we didn't really touch on edibles and topicals. And the biggest issues for edibles and topical producers is the dosage limits. So check out the dosage limits, and you've heard about how to respond and address those issues with the health authority. Thank you.
So I'm going to expose my lack of involvement in the past right now, but do you guys have a website to go to for voting for all the pro cannabis people on the ballot? Is there one place that holds, like I can just go because I haven't educated myself in the past right now real quick before it's time to vote?
We were just having that conversation yesterday, and we do not have a single place where all of that information is currently contained. I tell people to go to wonderful places like OregonSunGrown.org. I obviously wear my love for SunGrown on my sleeve. We don't have a single condensed spot. Most of the candidates have taken a position on cannabis one way or another at this point in time. It's no longer stigmatized. We can name specific races around the state, but comprehensively speaking, we have nearly 200 people running for state offices and another almost 600 running for local offices this year, so it would be very difficult to aggregate that all in the week that we have before the voters' pamphlets go out.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oregon Cannabis Connection published an article that lists all of the activists who are running for office. That's a good place to start.
Yeah, a quick question for those of us processors who submitted our applications on April 1st, which was as soon as that we could do. If we have not heard back yet, it's my understanding from the very limited conversations that I've been able to get out of the OHA that there was probably something that was omitted from our application. Therefore, we have to wait for some amount of time to hear back via snail mail from them and then effectively resubmit a new application and pay a second time. Eventually, perhaps $3,500 will be refunded, but point being that this is going to take a long time to get back into business. Is that your understanding as well, or am I missing something?
Part of my practice lately, I'm guessing part of Brian's and part of Robert's, has been contacting OHA on behalf of clients to try and find out the status of dispensary renewal applications or processing applications, and it's the kind of thing that you may need assistance from counsel with.
Thank you. Is there another question? I think we have time for one. Well, apparently you guys are very thorough and comprehensive.
And part of Cassie's practice, too.
Because you seem to have either you've answered all their questions completely or all the edibles have just kicked in. I can't tell. We need caffeine in the afternoon. Okay. We're out of time. We're going to do it like that. Thank you very much, Pioneer Pete, Cedar Gray, Leland R. Berger.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.